things in working order. Call to order, opening statement pursuant to New Jersey Administrative Code Title 10, Chapter 4, Subchapter 10. Notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press and the Coast Star, posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan, and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The first order of business will be to deliver the oath of office to the newly elected board members and the newly appointed board members from sending districts. That includes Bruce Boulderman, Eugene Catani, William Dibble, Joseph Melancewicz, and Brendan O'Reilly. You both should have received your oath of office in front of you. If you could stand. Raise your right hand and read after me as I go through it. I'll break it up to make it a little easier. I state your name.
I'm Eugene Catani.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and this state.
And I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and this state.
Under the authority of the people, so help me God.
Under the authority of the people, so help me God.
I state your name. Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law for the office of a member of a Board of Education.
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law for the office of a member of a Board of Education.
Am not disqualified as a voter pursuant to RS 19-4-1. Am not disqualified due to conviction of a crime or offense listed in NJSA 18A 12-1.
I'm not disqualified as a voter pursuant to RS 19-4-1.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of that office according to the best of my ability, so help me God.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of that office according to the best of my ability.
Thank you. Congratulations. Could I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Boulderman?
Here.
Mrs. Bissonne?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Here.
Mr. Catani?
Here.
Mr. Dibble?
Here.
Mr. Lafredo?
Here.
Mr. Milancevic?
Here.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino? Mrs. Pollack?
Here.
Mrs. Serena?
Here.
We have a quorum.
We'll begin by reviewing the results of the election for the Board of Education, which was held on November 7th, 2023. The election was for three-year full terms for the Manasquan Board of Education. Bruce Boulderman received 1,356 votes. Eugene Catani received 1,354 votes. William Dibble received 1,333 votes. And there were 73 votes for write-ins. Bruce Boulderman, Eugene Catani, and William Dibble won the election. Next order of business is to nominate a president to the Manasquan Board of Education. I'll open the floor to nominations. There doesn't need to be a second, just a one nomination will suffice. And then we'll do a roll call vote on each nominee in the order in which they were received. So I open the floor to nominations for president for the 2024 school year.
I'd like to nominate Alexis Pollack.
Alexis Pollack. Thank you. Are there any other? Okay, I close the floor to nominations. We'll have a roll call vote for Alexis Pollack to be president of the Board of Ed.
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bissonne?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Lafredo?
Yes.
Mr. Milancevic?
Yes.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino? Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Congratulations, Mr. Bob. You can sit. We have a computer for you. Thank you. Yes, it's all you now. We're on number seven.
I'd like to open the floor for nominations for the Vice President of the Manasquan Board of Education for the period beginning January 4th, 2024, and ending at the next organization meeting of the Board of Education. The floor is open for nominations. I nominate Mr. Serino. Any other nominations? Floor is closed for nominations. Can I have a vote?
Mr. Boldeman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassan?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. LaFredo?
Yes.
Mr. Milanovic?
Yes.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollak?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
All right. Yep, carries me. Did you win?
Yes.
Mission statement. Manasquan School District empowers all students to provide a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and rich tradition through partnership with the community. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and, in many cases, by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next combined committee of the whole and regular board meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to ensure that they fully understand the matter. After discussion during the committee of the whole portion of the meeting, the matter is focused on during the regular public board meeting and presented to the Board of Education for a vote. And we now are moving to the presentations.
If we could, what I would like to do this evening, we have three presentations. We have a presentation of our audit by Robert Hosark Jr. of the Robert A. Hosark and Company. We also have the Esports Arena Showcase and also the Manasquan High School Fishing Club that won the 2023 Surf Fishing State Championship. So if we could, I know in your agenda it's listed differently. I'd like to start with our audit presentation first. So, Robert, if you could come forward and do our audit presentation to afford everyone who's here the opportunity to hear about our audit in 2022.
Good evening. Thanks for having me here tonight. I'd like to be brief, but first and foremost, I want to let the board know that the results of our audit were excellent, as they historically have been here in Manasquan. Dr. Crawley and his staff do an excellent job, and they provide us with whatever we need while we're here performing the audit. And the audit's a partnership. It's the work of the board office and our firm to bring this together and see that it's a quality document that people can rely on. So I'm happy to report that everything is great and in good order as far as that goes. Our financial position certainly is reasonable. I know that the administration and the board monitor that on an ongoing basis to see that we're in a good place and that we have our future needs addressed as well as best we can. And as I said, things went well. So we're entering into a number of programs. At the end of the year, we went into the Energy Savings Investment Program. A lot of my districts are going into that. It's a great program that'll save the district money. And so it's good to see. And that's money, just among one of the things that the administration and board is doing to move the district forward. So as I said, everything's great, and I'd be happy to address anything in the report or take any questions in general.
Robert, how many years have you been doing our audit?
Ooh, our firm's been doing your audit over 50 years.
You say over 50 years?
Over 50. My grandfather, my father before me.
Well, let's just focus on the last decade. I don't want to go back 50. In regards to the audit we've been doing, how many audit recommendations have you had for the Manasquan School District over the last 10 years?
Over the last 10 years, I don't think there's been a single one.
I mean, is that natural, normal for a school district? I mean, student activities funds are also, what I think it leads to, it reads to the due diligence of the administrative team as well as the business administrator's office when you say something like that.
Absolutely, and like you mentioned, student activities. We've done a good job monitoring those and somewhat bringing them in-house so the administration knows that those people are doing what they're supposed to do. And if, by bringing in every month and reviewing it, we can catch the errors and correct them before they become a problem, make the person who's handling the work understand what their responsibilities are. So I know the administration is very proactive in addressing areas of need so that there aren't problems. And districts that are well-run, that's the way they operate. Districts that don't oversee things as completely, they tend to have issues from time to time.
We take fiscal responsibility. We understand how important it is. And I want to just compliment my building principals, everything they do, as well as the business office for that. 10 years of not having a single order recommendation is huge. So I want to thank your company, and I want to thank you guys. Well,
thanks, Dr.
Make superintendent's job a little easier.
Helped you sleep at night.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Well, good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Take care.
Take care.
Thank the Board of Education for again focusing on students first at our board meetings and celebrating their accomplishments. I feel very fortunate with the two activities that we're looking at this evening. We're looking at a fishing club that won the surf fishing championship and a gaming club that 3 or 4 years ago, I guess Amy and Ben, when we first brought that to the board and received it so well, has gone such a long way. So as we focus on the Manasquan Esports, Amy Edwards, our coordinator, our facilitator. Before we go any further, tomorrow night, Manasquan High School Esports team would like to invite you to their fundraiser. Actually, it's Friday, January 5th. Today is Thursday? Yes. I'm day two today. From 6 to 8, there's going to be a $5 fee to play on the computers, but you can, for no cost, come in and see the room that we're celebrating this evening. And the $30,000 grant that we have. But I'm going to turn it over to Mrs. Edwards, who will be focused on the great things that you've accomplished in this course.
Hi everyone, thank you guys for celebrating our team and their accomplishments. So this started as a grant opportunity early last school year and my students chose to take it and run with it and apply for this grant. We were the only team in the nation in the high school category to win this esports makeover. So we were then awarded $30,000 worth of gaming computers that we got in just in this fall, past fall, and we've been running with it ever since. The space is going to be open, so when we have the break, right, there's a transition time, we're going to have a showcase.
5 minute transition time.
Yeah, 5 minute time. Or just come tomorrow night and play games with us, right? We do our community gaming tomorrow night. We will be doing it periodically now that we're getting the space up and running to let everybody in the community come play with us, regardless of your age, or, you know, maybe you have a younger person in your life who'd like to show you how well they play, because I know there's a lot of us older side that the age range don't really know too much about it, so we rely on our younger folks to teach us. But team is very enthusiastic. We have 3 seasons of competitions for our esports team, and they don't have to play every season. So it's just like sports. You have a fall, winter, and spring season of sports, and we have those same 3 seasons for our gaming teams. So the team put this together. Do we want to show the video?
100%.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So the lead-in for the video is that Insight is the people that gave us the money. They gave the Garden State Esports, Garden State Esports chose us, gave us the money. Insight came, flew in from California with a video producer and director and created this. We have almost a 13-minute video, we're not going to play, It's on our school website on the eSports page, so if you'd like to see that, it is on our YouTube page. We're just going to show you their trailer. Because they made a 13-minute movie for us, they decided to just make a 3-minute little video teaser trailer. And I do want to welcome, can I bring up my colleagues that helped me do this?
100%.
Oh, that'd be awesome. So our vision for this eSports space was not just to have our gamers play after school. We want to make sure people can play during school hours. Because there's just some people, you just can't get to it after school. You're busy, you're working, you have other sports. We have a community lunch period. So we're like, why can't we do this during the school day? So I invited both our English as a second language teacher and her class, and I invited our special education teachers to come partner with us so we could all play together. And that's really probably been my favorite aspect of this entire project, is just bringing the community together and letting everybody play with their peers and enjoy the space. Right? Enjoy it, right? Right. Okay, so if I could have, well, I can see we've got three of them here. So we have Mrs. Minitoli, who ran a special education class that worked with us. If you could come on up, please. Do you want to say something really brief about what you, how you felt it work with your students?
I guess so. yeah, so I really want to thank Mrs. Edwards for everything that she's done and the eSports team, because they've been so great with working with my class. I teach special education, and Mrs. Edwards gives up her free time and her preps to have our students come in and work with the different video games, the computers and everything, and her team has been really good about coming in during their lunch and their free time as well, study halls, and helping my students work with the eSports equipment as well. So it's been really cool for us, and it's something that, you know, almost daily the kids ask me, is it an eSports day? And not every day is an eSports day, but when it is, it's a good day.
Yeah.
So, really appreciate everything that Mrs. Edwards has done.
Thank you. Yeah. Awesome. And then we have two questions. We have Mrs. Rice here, the teacher in the second language classroom. So I work with her directly. And then Mrs. Mulroy, also for the English as a second language counselor. I'm going to get your title wrong, Mrs. Mulroy, wrong. But come on up. Would you guys? Actually, no. I'm going to get back. I'm looking at you. You're not your sister. Sorry, Mrs. Mulroy, do you want to say anything about?
Certainly. I am also very grateful for the opportunity that Mrs. Edwards provided to us, because our students are, due to the language limitations, they are a little more shy, of course, about interacting with other students. So this was wonderful when they could just, you know, reviewing something, playing a video, and having this wonderful, warm, welcoming students teach them how to use the remote control, make them feel at ease, communicating, and learning those language skills through the repetition, right? Like, press this, push that, go this way. So it has been just a great opportunity. Thank you.
We're going to continue it. We're not stopping here. We're going to keep going with it.
We look forward to it.
Awesome.
Now can we go to the video thing?
This is a 2.5-minute little, they made a trailer for our movie, so this is the movie trailer.
Thank you.
I can't believe that we did this. I was in utter shock. I was absolutely blown away.
Esports is organized, competitive gaming, using video games as the vehicle for the teams to compete. I started to think about how we could use it at the high school.
Superintendents and I talk to parents, the last things they want to hear about are video games. What they want to hear about is how can we use video games to help their kids grow.
Leadership, communication, sportsmanship, these are all things you learn through esports.
And it's like Intel reached out to me, two companies that I've worked with for a long time. They had a visionary idea for a giveaway. They noticed that Guardians of the Esports was chosen to empower one of their clubs, right, to take their program to the next level. Manor Squad was number one in 9 months. And so I'm happy to be able to give this gift to Manor Squad with thanks and support of Intel and Insight.
girls can play video games too. Boys can play video games with girls. It's normal.
This club has helped me with my social skills so much.
Anyone can be a gamer.
You're just reaching kids on a different level. And when you're an educator, that's what you're in it for. We want to make sure the schools are getting the best that they can. And we know Intel devices are the best in the industry.
It's an optimal CPU for all-in-one designs and custom builds alike.
I can gain the skills that I need for my major while still in high school. Schools, not only are they serving other curricular needs, but they're actually able to expand the curriculum.
Since I heard about that esports thing, I like dreamed about playing with my friends in the same place competitively. It actually happened.
Welcome to the Manitowoc High School Esports Arena. It's now open!
Guys, could you like stand back here?
Yes, come back to us in the picture, guys.
That way, really stand in front of Dr. Cronin so he doesn't get the picture. One of the things I think I really want to explore is the opportunity to create.
We're bored
to celebrate success.
Good question.
I like
it. Wow.
I agree.
Yeah.
I know.
All right. You guys can be able to do a white screen here.
All right. I'm going.
Is that good?
Yep. You good?
Good.
Now, if you need anything in regards to names to put this in the Code Star, just call me tomorrow. I'll get them all to you. Okay? Thank you.
All right.
You good?
Cool. Thank you guys so much. You guys did an awesome job. Some Fortnite battles coming up.
I'm always amazed that nobody trips. I'm really trying these waters so easily.
Yeah, watch the big movies.
Please.
They're a lot more athletic.
I know.
But it's self-aware.
Yeah.
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 Honestly.
Faulty as me. And unaware is what you're saying.
I'd like to call Jim Creed and Eric Wachowski up if we could. Now, focus on fishing club. I really think that makes a statement about Manitowoc. We have something for everyone. I think it's awesome. And Jim, I want to turn this over to you to say a few words. We have some pictures that we're going to scroll through as you speak.
Yep, absolutely.
And fellas, thank you.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
I love the jacket.
So. Thank you. Nice to meet you. Yeah, we're going to talk about the jackets in a minute. When I started teaching here, a science teacher in 1980, I came in and there was no marine science or oceanography program. And I was like, this is crazy. We have a school that's like less than a mile from the beach. We don't have a marine science oceanography curriculum. So I wrote the curriculum, it got approved, and I taught it for about 10 years. We still have it going strong this year. Mr. Waz is one of the teachers teaching it now. So we birthed it then. And at the same time, we birthed the fishing club at the time. So the club ran for about 10 years and then was revived in 2016 by the motivation of students Al Monteverdi and my son, Tommy Frieda. The club started off with just a handful of students, but as the word got out, more students took interest, and upwards of 50 members we had at different times, both male and female. The club is open to all students and staff who want to learn how to fish the fresh and salt waters of the Jersey Shore. We hold meetings twice a month. We involve local experts from all walks of the fishing industry, such as noted fishing celebrities party and charter boat captains, retail tackle owners, local fishing clubs, and conservation and environmental groups. The club also hosts and participates in numerous fishing tournaments throughout the year. We run a youth fishing clinic for Manasquan Elementary School, which we did twice last year, and the sending districts. We coordinate activities with the Manasquan High School Environmental Club, and we're involved with the local community for the kids to obtain community service hours. We've received tremendous support, the fishing club, from the administration and also from the community over the years in terms of scholarships, donated equipment, and discounts on tackle gear. It's important to note, this I really want to stress, the Real Seat Riel donates a $1,000 scholarship for a graduating senior in the club. Sometimes they donate two $1,000 scholarships based on the applicants that we have. The Manasquan Fishing Club in town donates a $500 scholarship to a graduating senior. And the Manasquan River Marlin and Tuna Club donates $1,000 for us to be used as a club. And it was that $1,000 that got us our varsity fishing jackets this year for everybody in the club. The Riel Chamber of Commerce has donated $500. Other community support has come from the Shark River Surf Anglers, who provided lunches for our tournaments. Hoagie Joe's, when they were on 71, we used to have our meetings there, and Joe used to bring out just trays of subs for the kids to have while we had our meetings. Tack Waterman and Long Branch sponsors our club jackets, shirts, and hats. The Fisherman Magazine gives us big discounts. Big Boy Sport Fishing in Riel has donated fishing trips, and Bimini Bay Tackle and Tsunami Tackle have donated and supplied $100 of tackle. I just call them up whenever I need. They just send it to us for the kids. Also, many people from the community have just walked in and donated fishing tackle of theirs that has been in great shape, the Muleys being one of the biggest contributors of that. Some of our accolades have over the last several years. We are the high school state surf fishing champions for 2023 and 2021. Right. Second place, New Jersey High School State Surf Fishing Champions 2019 and 2017. We participate in environmental cleanup in Spring Lake for the kids' trout opening day contest. If you went by there, opening day, you see thousands of kids there enjoying that. We host the Fall Strike Fast Interclub Tournament. We have a spring largemouth bass interclub tournament. We hosted a fishing seminar last year for Belmar Elementary School. We went there, put on a presentation, and we had a surf fishing skills clinic for the elementary school last spring at the beach. Currently, this is really good and this is really big. Our students and co-presidents, specifically Alex Schmieder and Parker Swole, are actively involved under the direction of Mr. Wozniacki with Professor John Tiedemann, Director of Marine Science at Longview University, conducting a joint strike fast research project that is currently ongoing. Mr. Loss, take it from here.
So 20 years ago, now Dean Tiedemann was my advisor at Monmouth. And when he started this most recent strike fast research project, he reached out to me directly and said, do you have any students who you think might want to get involved with the research project? I said, absolutely. We got involved. We spent multiple days in the field sampling sites around the Manasquan River for water. And really kind of incredible. We can take those water samples back to the lab. You might have seen some pictures of them in the lab working. They run it through a filter and look for little tiny fragments of striped bass DNA. They can then sequence those samples and see the absence, presence, et cetera, of the bass, learn more about the ecosystem, the fish. So in addition to enjoying catching these fish, you know, the club has contributed to a better scientific understanding. The highlight of that whole experience for me was being at Monmouth in the lab with a senior research scientist. He turns to the two high school juniors and says, what year are you two? Assuming they're college kids. And they're like, oh, we're juniors. And they went right back working. He had no idea. I was so proud that, you know, you're here and you thought they were, you know, 20 years old working in the lab as undergrads. So it's a pretty special thing. I'm really proud.
Manasquan Board of Education graduate Manasquan High School Fishing Club. And I really want to thank you guys for all the time you put in. And you never, ever knocking on my door and looking for something like that. Well, we should talk about that. So thank you.
Pleasure.
You do this out of the goodness of your heart, and I truly appreciate it. Thank you. With that, Holden Pecker, really come forward. Dylan Broglio. Dylan? Donovan Brown. James Carton. Nicholas DeMarco. Aiden Gratz. Nicholas Olaf. Avery Kerber, Shane Hurstetter, Ellie Kimball, Matthew Loveland, Christopher Martucci, Christopher Matthai, Blake McGowan, Jake Mee, William Rinovini. Desmond Usolo, Lucas Solomir, Alexander Schneider. Alex, thank you for being here. Parker Sowell, thank you, Parker. I was writing up this before. Matthew Heitner, Matthew. Jonathan Waldeyer. Jake Weckerman, Emmett Whiting. That's the Manasquan High School 2023 Surf Fishing State Champion.
All right. That's all you want to turn those flags back to. Turn those flags towards the front. A little more together.
This medal we got presented to you by the administration of work. This is high school memorabilia. Right? When I have one piece of high school memorabilia left that I kept, and that's my high school physics lab book. You may not think that.
Absolutely.
That concludes our presentation for this evening. We have cookies and we have some coffee. We're going to take a 5-minute break away. You can go up and see the esports room if you'd like as well. And thank you very much for celebrating with us this evening.
Monday's match?
I think.
Public comment on agenda items.
Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right for the presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. Would anyone like to be heard? Seeing no one, we're moving to the committee of the whole. I call for nominations for the New Jersey School Board Association delegate. Anyone want to nominate someone to be the New Jersey School Board delegate?
I nominate James Ben.
A second nomination.
We'll vote on it. So it's going to be written into number 36, resolution 36. Gene Catani is the delegate. Does anyone volunteer for the alternate delegate?
I'll do the
alternate.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So it's just to reiterate, number 36, the minutes will read, it, the full resolution will have Gene Catania as the delegate and Marty Burns as the alternate delegate.
Does anyone need anything to separate it out on the Manasquan Sending District's items, numbers 14 through 54?
For what number?
14 to 54.
Looking good.
Can I have a motion for items 14 to 54?
Yes.
Mrs. Bisson? Mr. Serena?
Who's the second one on the
side? Yeah.
Mr. Boldeman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bisson?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Abstain.
Mr. Lofredo?
Yes.
Mr. Milancevich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carrie?
Does anyone have any old or new business they'd like to raise? Can I have a motion to move to executive session?
Aye.
Can I have a motion to reconvene? Mr. Lofredo, Mr. Command?
No. All in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Boldeman?
Here.
Mrs. Bisson?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Here.
Mr. Catani?
Here.
Mr. Dibble?
Abstain.
Mr. Lofredo?
Here.
Mr. Milancevich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino? Mrs. Pollack?
Here.
Mr. Serena?
Here.
We have a quorum?
Can I have a motion on Manasquan personnel items number 58?
Mr. Boldeman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bisson?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Abstain.
Mr. Lofredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino? Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
I have a motion on the Manasquan Sending District's item number 59. Mr. Melanson? Mrs. Bisson?
Mr. Boldeman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bisson?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Abstain.
Mr. Lofredo?
Yes.
Mr. Milancevich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serena?
Yes.
Gary?
I have a motion to adjourn.
Ms. Paul, just before we adjourn real quick.
Sorry.
I said one.
I tried to get your attention. I just want to draw all your attention to the code of ethics that was included in your packet today. If you could please review that and sign it and leave it with us before you leave, that would be much appreciated. Thank you.
Did you guys already
appoint
the ones that
Yes. I did not. Fred did.
Somewhere. Very ethically. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Mr. Serino, let's take it down.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.